Prophecy Program, Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, today I have a few questions I would like to ask about the reality of demons, sorcerers, witches, and such. Could you tell me, does the Bible mention these professions?
Actually, yes, it does. And the reality is that many people in Africa, Haiti, various parts of the world, and even the Western world, believe in things like this. They promote things like that. They believe in witches or witch doctors and things like that. Now, the Bible, however, acknowledges they exist, but the Bible is opposed to it. For example, in Deuteronomy chapter 18, starting verse 10, the Bible warns about those who practice witchcraft or soothsayers, or they interpret omens, or they're sorcerers, ones who conjure up spells like witch doctors, psalm readers, or mediums or spiritists, one who calls up the dead. All those new things are an abomination to the Lord.
So then, there are those that practice the so-called dark arts. What can they do to me?
Well, if you're a real Christian, they really can't do anything. I was actually asked by somebody recently if true Christians can be blinded by demonic curses from powerful witch doctors. My response was no. And I basically started to quote various scriptures because the Bible is very clear that Christians themselves won't be affected by it. One scripture that I pointed to was James chapter 4, starting verse 7, where it says, "Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you."
Okay.
So if you're drawing near to God, you don't have to worry about them. And, you know, God told Abraham in Genesis 12:3 that he would bless those who bless him and curse those who curse him.
Mm-hmm.
And we're told in the Psalms that we're supposed to put our trust in God, not fear men. And Jesus warned that if they call the master of the house the devil, what will they call his household? So people will still call us bad names. But he also said in Matthew 10:26, we're not supposed to fear them. And in Luke chapter 12, verse 32, Jesus said, "Do not fear, little flock, for it's your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." So we don't need to fear curses from witch doctors or salt palm readers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 57, verse 7, "You people in whose heart is the law, don't fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insults." And in Judges chapter 6, verse 10, we read, God says, "I'm the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites." And so what we're told, word of God, is God's people don't need to have any fear of false gods. Or let me add, like witch doctors who promote or conjure up curses from demonic false gods. Anyone who teaches otherwise sounds like those warned about in Revelation 22:15, because they seem to love and practice a lie. Witch doctors do not obey God, hence they don't have God's Holy Spirit, but real Christians do.
First, can you give me a description of a real Christian? And second, what difference does it make whether or not they have the Holy Spirit?
Well, you can't actually be a real Christian without God's Spirit. We read that in Romans 8, verse 9. And as far as God's Spirit goes, according to the apostles, including Peter in Acts 5:32, God grants his Holy Spirit to those who obey him, and witch doctors certainly don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, God is much more powerful than Satan and his minions. We read in 1 John chapter 4, starting verse 4, "He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." And he said, "We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. But we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." God's Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. In the Psalms, we're told, "Lord is on my side. What can we fear for men can do to us?" And in the New Testament, this is one of my old memory verses, Romans 8, verse 31. "If God is for us, who can be against us?" Now, Satan knows this, by the way. If God's for us, who can be against us? So he actually had to ask God for permission regarding Job, because he complained to God, "Look, you've made a hedge around Job." And Satan wants to get to anybody any way he can. Now, Jesus also warned that Satan is a liar and the father of lies. And Satan doesn't want us to have faith to believe that God will protect us. Yet Paul wrote in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we don't have to worry about these kind of curses. Jesus also said in Matthew 28:20 that I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. So he's not going to forsake us and abandon us to witch doctors or such things. And that's somewhat repeated in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 13, starting verse 5, says, "For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" So that's a reference to the Psalms, also telling us, if we're Christians, we've got God's help. Witch doctors cannot stop Jesus, nor the work of God in God's people.
So what about faith? And are deceiving spirits prophesied?
Well, Jesus said in Mark 11:22, have faith in God. So we don't put faith in witch doctors, but yes, they're prophesied in the end times. Some, instead of believing the words of the Bible, have been influenced by doctrines of demons. And this was prophesied. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Now the Spirit expressly says in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons." Well, it is a doctrine of demons that Satan's henchmen, like witches and witch doctors, can cast a powerful spell over a faithful Christian. And any who suggest otherwise, I'm afraid, are among those the Apostle Paul warned about in his second letter to Timothy, which he prophesied. This is 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting verse 13. Paul warned, "But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you've learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you've learned them." And we've been teaching the Bible in the continuing church of God to people. So this is admonition about those who are deceived and doesn't want to believe these things. Mm-hmm. "Do not be deceived that witch doctors, witches, palm readers, etc., can get curses placed on real Christians. Those who suggest otherwise are blaspheming the word of God, and they need to repent." Now, as far as curses go, they're mentioned in Proverbs 26, verse 2. "Like a flitting sparrow or flying swallow, so a curse without cause shall not alight." What that's teaching is someone cannot pronounce some curse on somebody to do something like deceive them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in the Old Testament, in Numbers 23, verse 8, there was a demonically influenced pagan seer. He was a real false prophet. He had some demonic effect, power. But he said, "How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? How shall I denounce whom the Lord has not denounced?" So being flat out told, if God's people cannot be under some curse, okay, from demons or people associated with them. You know, Webster's Unabridged Dictionary warns that a witch is a wizard, a sorcerer. They practice the black arts. They are supposed to possess supernatural powers by compact with the devil or familiar spirits, etc. And there's witchcraft and magic and sorcery, and these things are all pretty similar. But as I mentioned from Deuteronomy chapter 18, the Bible condemns them in toto.
So if they are condemned in the Bible, they must be real. If that's the case, then why can't a Christian be susceptible to them?
Well, as I said, greater is he is in you than he is in the world. Okay. So with God's spirit, as far as susceptibility, now the old Worldwide Church of God said that it's the person who fears demons who could become susceptible to them. But perfect love that the Apostle John wrote about cast out fear. The true Christian spirit, the spirit of love and wholesome, balanced life expressed by prayer, faith, service, and other Christ-like attributes is the best protection against demonic influences and possession. And then they talked about the incident with Balak and said that, and Balaam, there was this king named Balak, and he hired this false prophet named Balaam who lived in Pathor, Mesopotamia. And they gave him money to make his divinations and do curses because they wanted to hire Balaam to curse Israelites. "And they were too mighty for me," Balak's message was to Balaam. He says, for I know that who you curse or who you bless is blessed and who you curse is cursed.
So hold on a minute. Is it true that whomever Balaam blessed was blessed and whomever he cursed was cursed?
No, but he did have some influence, and okay. God told him not to go and do this unless under certain circumstances, to even go meet with him. And he didn't listen to God. He did it his way, but he stopped at some things. And there was an angel of God who stopped him. Why? Because Balaam had disobeyed God. And now he's actually referred to in the New Testament. Peter speaks of false prophets who follow the way of Balaam. And then Jude wrote, woe to them, for they've gone the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward. And to the church of Pergamos in Revelation 2, Jesus said, I've got a few things against you because you've got some who hold the doctrines of Balaam, mm-hmm. who cast a stumbling block. So anyway, we see that Jesus, Peter, Jude all tell us that Balaam was a false prophet. And by the way, when the old worldwide church got looked in the identity, they found that Pathor, where Balaam resided, was the headquarters of the high priest of the Babylonian mystery religion.
Really? That's interesting information about Pathor. What else does the Bible have to say about Balaam?
Well, Balaam later says God had blessed Israel, and he said, I can't reverse it. Balaam wanted to go as far the wrong way as he could, but God stopped him.
But Dr. Teal, is it possible that when Balaam was praying to God, it was actually Satan using Balaam as a mouthpiece, as he did Peter in Matthew 6:22?
In a sense, that's possible, but Balaam really worshiped Satan, okay? But he knew that God would stop him. The scripture shows that God does not allow his people to be truly cursed by those associated with Satan. Okay. Now that, by the way, doesn't mean that true Christians can't sin or be tempted by Satan. But the idea that real Christians can be blinded by a demonic curse is false.
Okay, but what about people that aren't real Christians? Can they be cursed by witches, sorcerers, and the like?
Well, if they fear them or susceptible to them, which happens in a lot of cultures, certainly yes, in that way. But we're also told in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting verse 3, the Apostle Paul wrote, but even if our gospel is veiled, it's veiled to those who are perishing, whose mind the God of this age, that's Satan, has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who's the image of God, should shine on them. Those who are not real Christians can be blinded by Satan. Real Christians cannot. Now, the Apostle Paul warned in Acts chapter 20, verse 30, also from among yourselves, will men rise up, speaking perverse things to draw the disciples after themselves? And sadly, we've seen this happen. And if you're a true Christian, don't let those who speak perverse things deceive you. Because we know the time is going to come when the false prophet, the Antichrist, and the beast are going to rise up. They're mm-hmm. going to have signs and wonders. It's not like they're going to be fake, okay? They're going to have signs and lying wonders. Lying wonders could be apparition type things who are going to say things, and some of them will come to pass and some won't, but they won't be of this world. And this is going to happen. We're warned over and over again, particularly in the book of Revelation, that this is going to occur. You know, we've seen it throughout history. We saw Balaam wanted to do it, but we've seen others who've been involved in this, such as Simon Magus, for example, who's mentioned in the book of Acts,
right?
Because he was in that direction. We're not to let people who go against the word of God deceive us. It is not possible that a true Christian can be blinded to something because of curses from a powerful witch doctor, which some have recently brought up.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.